This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, I'm Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of today's newsletter is going to be the only way you should make another date after she cancels for BS reasons. So I've got an email. This particular guy met this woman at work, and they knew each other for quite some time, but they worked together in the same department. He's like, I don't really want to get involved. But meanwhile, eventually, after, a year or so of working, she got moved to another department, and so they were no longer working together on the same team. So we thought this would be a good opportunity to ask her out. So we asked her out, but he realizes now he over-pursued, and she canceled the first date. He set a second date, same thing, over-pursued. She canceled at the last minute for a BS reason. And so what's interesting is then he comes across my book, 3% Man, which you can read for free at understandingrelationships.com. Just subscribe to the email newsletter, put your name and your email in the email sign-up box, and it instantly will open up, and you can read a digital copy right on my website. So what happened was, so now he's got two canceled dates. You know, like the late, great Doc Love was like, when a woman cancels a date, that's it. One chance per girl per lifetime. And so this guy, he recognized, okay, but she's just not interested. That's why she's canceled two dates. And so he didn't think anything of it. And after a few weeks go by, no contact, then she started reaching out. But she didn't bring up getting together, going on a date. So he's just like, oh, she's not interested. So he would humor her. He would text her back and forth a little bit. Then he would, hey, I got to run. Nice hearing from you. And after about a month, she asked him out. Then he started going out. They started hanging out, having fun, hooking up. But he said he didn't really read the book. Plus, he's a new student. He says he acted like too much of a robot, and then she just recently broke things off. And so it's a pretty interesting email, just how the situation went with, you know, especially this woman canceling two dates. Because, you know, I talk about this in the book. The only time you make a date with somebody after they cancel it is if they reach out to you and they bring up getting together. Because in this case, I mean, that's the ultimate sign of disrespect, breaking dates at the last minute for BS reasons. Like, you go to set a third date, and she's already blown you out the first two times. Obviously, you don't value or respect yourself or your time, so you can't expect her to value or respect it. And what this guy did right was after these two canceled dates, and then he came across my work, he's like, well, I'm not going to give her a chance to waste any more of my time. She's going to have to want it. In other words, it has to be her idea. And if it's her idea, like I said, you'll see that things go much better when it's her idea and she's pursuing you. So he says, hey, coach, your work is life-changing. Thank you for teaching men to be authentic and true to what they want. I started reading your book on December 14th, 2023, leading up to a first date with a coworker. Oh, I thought it was after. Okay, my bad. So he says, since December, I'm now my fifth read. I'm a 26-year-old guy and have worked with a very attractive woman for about a year and a half. She is breathtaking to look at and is very experienced in dating. At work, she regularly talks to her girlfriends about going on Hinge dates with new guys each week. She sees so many new people, and one time I overheard her saying she was drained from going on first dates. We've always been flirtatious with each other in the office, but since we were on the same team, I decided not to pursue her. When she was eventually promoted to a separate team in November, I decided it was time to ask her out. Since I didn't find your book until a month later at this point, I over-pursued, okay, so I guess he found the book afterwards. So it's kind of writing conflicting information here, dude. He says, I over-pursued and caused her to cancel our first date. After reaching out to her and rescheduling a few days later, she canceled again. Yeah, that's where you went wrong. She cancels the date, blows you off for bullshit reasons. When that happens, if she doesn't mention a reschedule when she cancels, then it just means she doesn't care enough about you to see you again. And so therefore, in that case, like the book says, you never call or text her again for any reason. And the only way you'll ask her out on a date is if she brings it up first. So even if she does start reaching out to you, unless she mentions getting together or seeing you or going on a date, you just talk to her. You'll send two or three texts back and forth. Or if she calls you on the phone, you'll talk for a few minutes. And you're like, hey, I got to run. I'll talk to you later. And then you just get off the phone. She gave a long apology over the phone for why she couldn't make it. Well, as the old saying goes, the longer the excuse, the bigger the lie. I didn't get butthurt and kept the conversation fun and short. I figured she wasn't interested, so I moved on. After about 2 weeks of not contacting her, she began messaging me at work, on social media, and texted my phone about 2 to 3 times per week, but she never mentioned a date. I kept the conversation short and would move on with my day. That's exactly what Seven Principles Get an Expect says. That's what you're supposed to do. He says, after a month of her constantly reaching out to me, she eventually asked me out on a date. Yeah, it was your inaction that was attractive to her. And after the fact that you made 2 dates and she canceled, and then you never brought it up again, even though she was reaching out to you, her attraction crept back up. She had to find out what the hell was going on. Did you meet somebody else? Were you sleeping with somebody else? Did you not like her anymore? It's a scientific fact that women are more attracted to men whose feelings are unclear. So you see how that works? He wasn't doing anything. He would chat with her a little bit, and he'd be like, hey, I got to run. Talk to you later. And after a month, then she's like, we should get together. So he says the date went wonderfully, and she couldn't keep herself off of me. Her hand kept bumping into mine on the sidewalk, so I knew from your book she was ready to hold hands. We walked to the second place that evening, and she became very aggressive in her advances. We would make out for a moment, then keep chatting. This happened several times before eventually I said, let's get out of here and make drinks at my place. We went to my apartment for some more drinks and kissy poo, but we both decided to save the indoor Olympics for next time since we both had work early the next day. Yeah, right. We both decided. My ass, you both decided. What happened was she told you she wanted to leave. 2 steps forward, 1 step back. If a girl's coming back to your house after a bunch of kissy poo like that, sex was on the table. But this is a rookie, so he didn't know enough what to do. So we'll give him the mulligan on this one. She texted me the next morning saying how much fun she had, so I set up another date. Unfortunately, this is where things went sideways. I acted like a robot, and I kept things to 1 date per week, despite her contacting me several times per week. He says, go easy on me. This is my first time applying your work. Yeah, well, as the book states, it's like your job is to start the courtship off. And then usually after a few dates, most of the time with the average woman, when you sleep with her on a second or third date, that's when she starts calling and texting you afterwards. And then once that starts happening, if she's going to text you or call you every few days, then there's no reason for you to reach out first. It's better if you let her reach out to you first, because she reaches out when she's really thinking about you and her feelings have crept up on her. And so when you ask her out under those circumstances, she's flexible, she's submissive, and she's excited to spend time with you, which is what you want. So what happens is she starts reaching out, and he's like, I must only do 1 date per week. I can't see her anymore. I'm a robot. Each time we got together, our chemistry was off the charts, but she eventually started jerking me around because you were acting too soft. She began rescheduling dates and eventually texting me saying she wanted to start using condoms. She saw the Hinge app on my phone and probably assumed I was seeing other women. Bro, it's like you gotta be strategic, man. If you're on dates with a girl and you've got notifications popping up on your screen from Hinge and other dating apps, it's like, come on. You gotta have some common sense. You guys, some of you guys, your operational security with the ladies sucks. As it says in the book, gentlemen don't kiss and tell. That's why I never, ever talk about what's going on in my personal life. I use examples from the past just to teach, and I talk about those same examples over and over to get the point across, but I keep my mouth shut. And you guys should too. If tribe not to know, keep mouth shut, as the old Indian proverb goes. Before our most recent date, She texted to reschedule because she was double booked. I reached out the day before she was supposedly double booked and told her I was still free if her other plans fell through. In other words, ooh, 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 your highness, I'm okay to be a backup plan. Pick me, please choose me. Ooh, 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 pay attention to me. Ooh, 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 mommy, mommy, I want a pat on the head. That's the vibe you're giving off, dude. That's the reason why she started to lose attraction. Even though you started hooking up and sleeping together, you quite frankly were acting like too much of a bitch and not a leader in person. It's just a fact of life. Don't take it personally. This is just to help you and anybody else watching to take corrective action so you stop the unattractive behavior. And I would love to see her. She eventually responded and we ended up hanging out, so she wasn't actually double booked. Well, there was something potentially that would have been more fun than hanging out with you. But what you're communicating is that you still don't value your time. Remember, this is a woman who blew you off and canceled two dates, and now she's doing it again. And every time she disrespects you, it's like you're getting down on your hands and knees and you're begging her to do it again. Women will never love a man they don't respect. And if you do not value your time, nobody else will either. At this point, she was still showing signs of high attraction on her dates, probably around a 7 or 8. Yeah, probably not that high. It's probably around a 5 or a 6. You're overestimating her interest. She would compliment me, saying how handsome I am. She started adopting my lingo, and she would get pouty at the end of our dates, saying she doesn't want me to leave. On Valentine's Day, she'd made me a handmade card expressing all the things she admired about me. Well, in the moment she said that, that's what she actually felt. But as soon as you were done reading the card, poof, whatever those feelings were evaporated. That only applied to that day. And the date after that, she brought me a gift. Unfortunately, I was still acting like a robot at this point. This week, she texted saying, I enjoy spending time with you, but I don't see this going anywhere. And I think it's best we were just friends. I don't think we are each other's person, but you're a gem. You're a real gem. And whoever you end up with will be a lucky gal. In other words, you turn me off, you drive my pussy up, you made it like a bucket of sand. Therefore, I'm not interested in having sex with you. But when Chad Thundercock comes over and clogs up my toilet, I will happily let you come over and unclog it. That would be really nice. And by the way, can you check the tire pressure in my car and the water in the battery and make sure everything's working? He says, I responded saying, I really like you and want you, and after what we've experienced over the past 2 months, I'm not interested in being just friends. I reassured her we could be friendly at work and I wouldn't make things awkward. I also told her to reach out if she ever changed her mind. She is a hardcore liberal and I am a conservative, so I think this played into the situation, but at the end of the day, I was a robot. Yeah, women don't dump men they're in love with. They dump men that they've lost attraction and respect for. And if you're acting too soft or you're acting like a robot, then you're going to get dumped. I also neglected to properly communicate with her. Yeah, if she doesn't feel heard and understood, it's not going to go over well. She once made a comment after the Indoor Olympics saying, if this is all we are, that's okay, but this because the sex is amazing. I ignored this instead of asking her what she meant. I was like, what do you mean? Are you saying you want it to be more than just sex? But he went, what do I do? Does not compute. 304, 404, page not found. What do I do? I didn't read the book 10 to 15 times. I'm cherry picking. Does not compute. A little extended robot for your viewing enjoyment. Even though we only dated for a few months, the breakup really stung because we had such intense chemistry. I decided to go no contact, but if she reaches out, I'm not sure I will entertain a meetup. She's right about us not being compatible, and she probably did me a favor because now I can move on and find someone who matches my values. It's always best. But there is the video and article I did. My feminist man-hating girlfriend, my blue-haired feminine, my green-haired feminist man-hating girlfriend, or something along those lines. Guy was a cop, and this woman was he's a conservative Trump supporter, and she's a far-left liberal. when she started dating this guy, all of her liberal shit went out the fucking window. She grew her hair out, colored it normally, started acting like a girl because she had a man that provided a masculine container. And so she left behind her delusional leftist woke idiocy. So it is possible. But don't try to change or fix girls. Find somebody that does match your values. In this particular case with the feminist man-hating girlfriend video that I did a couple years ago, she wasn't really that wed to her beliefs. So take that with a grain of salt. Don't be going, oh, now I can change her. Coach said I can turn any woke idiot into a perfect conservative wife. Not necessarily. I plan to keep reading and applying your work, Coach. Thanks for giving me the resource to learn from my mistakes and become a 3% man. Well, you got some work to do, buddy. You got to learn the book. You need some more practice. Don't be a robot. If you knew the book better, you would understand the cues instead of, you know, because again, when you don't know it that well, you're going, what do I do here? Once a week date. I know she's calling me all the time. I can't remember what that means. It's like, it's not a good way to be. You just need to be able to respond accordingly, instinctively, innately. And that's why you got to read it 10 to 15 times. So if you got a question or challenge and you'd like to get my help, go to understandingrelationships.com, click the products tab at the top of your screen on any page of my website, and book a coaching session with yours truly. Until next time, I will talk to you soon.